Now, one of the things we all indulge in this time of year is New Year's resolutions, or many of us do. But one of the problems is, I think most of us who make one can't keep it. Here to tell us a little bit more about why that might happen is Kristen Hansen, Chief Executive and Founder of Enhansen Performance, who they specialise in neuroscience, leadership, performance and sales. Thank you for joining us, Kristen. So tell us, what do we need to do to stick to those New Year's resolutions?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. I guess the first thing to recognise is that this is a time of reflection and a new beginning. So it's obviously a normal time for us to think, well, what did we get out of last year and what would we like to get out of the next year? So it's a normal time to think, you know, what are some goals that we'd like to set? But the issue is that many people who set the goals don't do anything with them.
So I was going to say, that's normal.
Later, nothing's happened.
So that's normal at this time of year that we are reflective. Is that just part of how the human brain works? We get to the end of the year, we look back, we look forward. Are we hardwired to do this?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think most of us sort of limp to the finish line of Christmas, and because we have a beautiful sunny disposition here in Australia in terms of being able to have some time off over Christmas, many of us get to the end of the year, and we've sort of, most of the people I work with as an executive coach, their November and December is just 100% full on, and most of them say, I'm just limping to get to the end of the year. And then we get to the end of the year and we think, well, wow, what was that year? And it went so fast, and many of us haven't had a time to reflect or think about really what we want to get out of the following year. So it does become a normal transition point, so I guess that's the first point. And the second point is, though, many of us may have a time to think about it with family and friends that we may not have even seen for 6 months, a year. You know, how was your year and what do you want out of next year? And these sort of become general family banter. And I think this is the time when people do think about how would we like our year next year to look different from this year. And this is where these New Year's resolutions come from. But unfortunately, Mark, as we all know, we can set them and we can say, oh, next year needs to look different. But due to the fact that we get into a rut, we get into our own stresses, we get into our own habits, actually not much happens. So this is where understanding a bit more about the brain can really help.
Yeah, so I get to this time of year, I've eaten too much at Christmas, so maybe you've had a couple too many beers at the cricket or something like that.
Mark,
so I make the normal New Year's resolution, yes, next year I'm going
to
get fit. So, you know, I imagine gym memberships surge in January. We all want to get fit and well, and then by February it's all fallen in a heap. Why am I doing this year after year? What's going on?
So I think a part of it is that there is a natural human desire to continuously improve ourselves, or particularly look at areas that are causing us discomfort. So our fitness, for example, or our health may be causing us discomfort. It could be because we're looking in the mirror, or because we can't run after our children in the playground, or it could be, you know, that's from a fitness perspective, or it could be that we're not feeling comfortable financially, or it could be that we don't have the relationship that we want. It can be anything. So there's a lot of people set New Year's resolutions around a few key areas, health, fitness, family, etc. And I think the key thing here is that it's very easy for us to, in these moments of reflection, think about what we may want next year. Unfortunately, we're hardwired through our basal ganglia to stick with our habits. And so it's a part of the brain that our prefrontal cortex, which is quite a new part of the brain, gets very exhausted by doing new things or things differently. So even putting skim milk, for example, in a cup of tea, or, you know, walking around the block in the morning for 20 minutes is a very new habit if what we've always done is put on the jug, made our breakfast of eggs and ham, et cetera, and then got into our day. So the key thing here is to recognize, first of all, is that the brain changes. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to change itself, and it changes through two things, attention and positive feedback. So the issue is we set a goal and we don't put any attention to it and we don't provide any positive feedback to ourselves. And these two missing ingredients means we don't get to form new neural pathways. So one of the keys here is if you're going to set a New Year's resolution and you're ready to do that for tomorrow night, it'd be great to have a think about what will I do to put attention to it, like buddy system, a coach, join a group, join some sort of membership, something that will hold me accountable And how will I set some smaller milestones that will give myself an opportunity to have some positive feedback along the way?
So just the old-fashioned saying, I'm going to, isn't enough. You actually have to set out a plan to enact it. Is that right?
That's right. And I think that this is the problem with this time of year, is that it's very easy to be nostalgic about last year and hopeful about next year. But if we want to be practical and we want to understand how the brain works, then we need to put a few things into place that also says, and in order to get fit, what I'm going to do is. And these are the four steps. And even have made a few of those steps before tomorrow night. That could be, you know, join a membership for a gym, but not only join it where no one cares whether you rock up, they're happy to take your membership, but book three sessions with a personal trainer, or book that first free session with a personal trainer that will help you with a workout. So it's about investing in the early phase to help you form a new habit. What is it? It could be just finding a buddy to run with. It could be saying, will you and I get together and do something together to achieve our goal in the next month? Like, help me help you type thing. That will work really well for people.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you, do you make New Year's resolutions?
I do, Mark, yes.
Do you? What's yours this year? Have you thought about it yet?
It's a good question. So, one, I have a business one and a personal one. So, my business one is to... I work a lot with corporates and helping them get the best out of their brain, so senior managers and middle managers in corporates. But what I'd really like to do is just generally help other people, anybody, understand their brain, how to help themselves form new high-performance habits to get the best out of themselves and reach their potential, get over their barriers, etc. So that's one space that I'm really working on. And my personal goal as well is to continue to work on that work-life balance that I know a lot of people struggle with, especially those running their own business. And that's about being very regimented on having 3 p.m. cutoffs 2 days a week to be with my kids in the afternoon. So they're my two goals for 2017. What about you, Mark?
Hey, I think my New Year's resolution this year is going to be to keep my New Year's resolution. That would be a first.
What might that be, though? Have a think. Is there anything there that's standing on the top for you? That might be something to consider.
Okay, but here's something I want to ask you about how the brain works. Do our resolutions tell us something about ourselves? So if your resolution is I'm going to get fit or do this, or if it's more about family or if it's more about career, does that tell us something about how our brain works, who we are, our own personality?
Look, I think everybody is in some ways wired the same and in some ways wired differently. Some of us are craving to do more towards our hobbies, and I've met a lot of people in their 30s to 40s who are moving away from, look, I do this because I earn money and I put a roof over my kid's head and my own head and my husband's head or my partner's head or wife, whatever. But a lot of people are craving being real to themselves and authenticity. So that's one thing that I'm seeing as a huge trend. And I don't know if that's how we're wired or what have you, but there's also this massive move towards people starting their own business. And that's not about people making money. That's about people pursuing their passion. And I think the world is moving towards, you know, work is not about just earning money. Work is about really being true to yourself and getting the best out of yourself, and which is what I'm passionate about. But how do you do it in a way that you can at least feed your family? So that's, I think, something that's very interesting. And then I think the rest of it is, yes, some of us are more wired towards creative and artistic pursuits and have a slightly stronger right brain wired focus, and other people are more financial and logical and sequential, and those people are more focused on, you know, how do I make sure I earn more money or get a better job, etc., get promotion. So I definitely see a mix in people, you know, from a trend perspective in the brain, but I think all of us generally are aiming to really get the best out of ourselves. Like, who are we? And I think that's one of those eternal questions. You know, who are we really, and are we actually really doing what we should be doing to get the best out of ourselves and contributing in the best way we can to other people?
Thank you very much. That was Kristen Hansen, Chief Executive and Founder of Enhancen Performance, telling us how we can actually keep those New Year's resolutions this year. Set yourself a plan and just not say, I'm going to, and then let it fall.